Ed Sheeran, A-Team on Live 89.5. It's Chris on Good Morning Phuket, brought to you by Zona Beach Club. Life is better on the beach. Joining me in the studio now is Andy from Pimex, because it is right around the corner. Andy, how the heck are you?
Pretty good, Chris. Thank you very much. Very, very busy.
But, yeah, I bet.
Still got a week to go.
So because Pimex is at the beginning of January, that must mean that your holiday season is a little bit more work-filled than most.
Yeah, sure. I took Christmas Day off with my son and his family,
so that
was okay, but no, full on for the rest of the week.
So huge on, because it's the 14th edition of Pimex, the 10th one happening at Royal Phuket Marina, obviously kicking off a week from today on January 5th.
Yeah, exactly. 1 week. Next Thursday morning.
Yeah. So what can we expect this year? Because obviously last year was 5,000 people showed up, so that's it's quite the bar.
Yeah, and the reason we have it in January is because we get so many visitors. It's a big advantage. Not only are there a lot of tourists on the island, but also people who own villas and come here every year to spend their time. They do it at Christmas, New Year, so
yeah,
it really boosts not only the numbers coming to the show, but also the quality of the visitors, the guys with the money that might buy a boat, basically.
Well, that's the thing, right? Because there's a lot of people that are coming to look at the boats, but there's also a lot of people that have the potential and want to buy these luxuries.
I think it's always been the case here in Phuket, especially when the property boom was happening a few years ago, that people would buy a second home or a retirement home here. And naturally, if they're going to be living in Phuket any time at all during the year, they're going to want a boat.
Yeah, of course.
So the boat sales were boosted by that. The two things go together very well.
And of course, the Royal Phuket Marina is a great venue for that, because the main part of it is all around the harbor. So no matter where you are in Pemex, you can still see the boats.
Yeah, the boardwalk is circling the marina. And so, yeah, you see the boats from the boardwalk. It's got some fine restaurants around there. It's a great location, and it's also compact. You can walk into Royal Phuket Marina and view the boats and get into the exhibition hall, and it's not half a kilometer away. It's all very, very compact.
Exactly. You don't need like a little golf cart ride from one side to the other. It's all right there.
Yeah, no, it's a great location for a boat show.
And you had some pretty cool boats there last year, not only just big, beautiful yachts, but also there's a floating island.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. That chap has done two shows with us now, one about 8 years ago when he brought a kind of weird underwater vessel. I don't think that went down very well. 8 years later, he came back with a floating island. And his idea on that is to basically get small resorts or villas to anchor it off their beach, something to swim out to and enjoy a cool beer on or whatever. I haven't had much feedback on whether that is a big hit either.
Yeah. It was definitely cool. I mean, you saw a lot of people checking it out, so that's what you want at this kind of exhibition.
Yeah, something a bit unusual.
Exactly,
for sure.
Gets people excited about it.
Yeah.
So, what do you have in store for this year? Any little Easter eggs for us?
Well, the biggest boat in the show is going to be about 80 feet.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, you know that the channel to Boat Lagoon and RPM doesn't allow super huge boats to get in.
Right, yes.
Our limit's about 35 meters, which is, you know, just over 100 feet. But, the biggest one we've got this year is 80. We've got nearly all the brands represented. So we're looking at Monte Carlo yachts, we're looking at Lagoon, we're looking at Azimut, we're looking at Princess, and I could go on, there are many. If they look on our Facebook page, over the next 7 days, we'll be giving regular updates of things to look out for in the show. Facebook seems to be the way to go these days. Everyone's
on there anyway.
Yeah, sure. So that's the in-water side. We'll have about 40 boats on display. And then in the hall, we've got a bunch of stuff. Thailand Elite are our presenting sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Thailand Privilege Card, which foreigners can join and get some of 5-year no hassles visa, express check-in at the airport,
wow,
and a whole bunch of things. So they'll be there explaining the benefits of that. We've got some companies coming in from Europe. Lalizas, first time in our show. They do a very extensive range of chandlery and safety equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from life jackets right up to key rings and floating key rings and whatever.
Yeah.
And they do a huge operation, mail order. But they've actually got 100 branches worldwide. And they've recently opened up in Bangkok.
Nice.
What else? Property, of course.
Yeah.
Several property companies will be there. Again, same demographic. They're looking for the same sort of customers. There's plenty to keep everybody interested.
Well, that's the cool thing. When you hear, you know, a Phuket International Boat Show, you might assume that it's just a bunch of boats to look at, but it really does cover every aspect of the lifestyle of boating and also just living in Phuket, either part-time or full-time. So because I was really shocked last year, it was my first year, when I walked into the main hall with all the exhibitions, it was like, oh, like, this isn't just for the boat. If you want to buy a boat, it's if you already have a boat, if you live in Phuket, if you're looking for property, for accessories. I think there was even jet skis there last year.
Oh, yeah, water toys, for sure. There was a, board that was flying around the harbour. You may have seen that.
Yeah.
Jerry from Asia Marine was doing that. This year we've got electric paddle boards coming in, and little things called sea bobs.
Yeah.
And you can go snorkeling with them. And
I've seen those.
Under the water.
Those are so cool.
Yeah, and to go back to what you were saying earlier, I mean, it is lifestyle. It's not just about boats.
Yeah.
But because Phuket is Phuket, it's an island and it's surrounded by lots of other islands, then obviously boating is the way to enjoy the Phuket lifestyle.
Well, especially because it's not convenient for a lot of people to go on those kind of tourist-packed either ferries or speedboats or day trips or something. That's not really what people who live here want to do.
Yeah, it's not just not convenient. It's a pretty awful day out.
Not that, for tourists, it's great. It's convenient. It's quick. They pick you up. They do your thing. They drop you off. But when you live here, you don't want to go to this island, snorkel for 10 minutes, go to that island, sit on a beach for 10 minutes, go to this island, snorkel for 10. Like, you don't want that anymore.
Yeah, it's a hassle day.
Exactly. And this gives you the opportunity to explore as much as you want, wherever you want, for as much time as you want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the nice thing about Phuket is there are so many islands close to the main island.
Yeah.
That you don't even have to have a big boat to go and visit them. You know, even a 25-foot little RIB or something like that is going to get you out there. Picnic on the beach. If you want to overnight, a few years ago it wasn't the case, but now there are many small bungalow resorts out on the islands. So for the weekend, you can go out on a Friday evening, stay a couple of nights, use your boat around while you're there, and then come back. So you don't need a huge boat with cabins that you can sleep in.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier now than it was a few years back.
And with your own boat, you can get to some of those islands that are a little bit less frequented by the tourist boats.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Koh Kai Nok has been in recent years the destination for a quick speedboat tour.
Yeah,
and it got ridiculous. I mean, you couldn't see the island for the hats and the people on the beach. So, but apparently they are controlling that this year now. They're trying to limit the number of speedboats that go out there.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. If you've got your own boat, you can go the extra 20 miles and get to an island where there aren't so many people.
Absolutely. So this is kicking off 1 week from today, Thursday, January the 5th. And the best part of all, it's free to get in.
It's absolutely scot-free. Yeah, you can go in, wander around and chat to everybody, no charge. Come for the day, have lunch,
or
evening for dinner, whatever.
Well, because the restaurants at RPM will be open as well.
Yeah, four or five restaurants will be up and running during the show. And, and of course, some people, the show's open until 8, so for some people, they might come a little later in the afternoon to beat the heat, and they can have a look at the boats in the cool of the evening.
Yeah, fantastic. And we'll be broadcasting there all 4 days, both myself, Donna, and Jason, so you can come and check us up there and see our booth, because we're going to be outside and inside.
You'll be down on the boardwalk there, and so as the show goes on, I'll be able to come and give you snippets of latest news, or so-and-so sold one, or whatever, just to...
Absolutely, and if I remember, we're right by the entrance, so we can grab people when they're coming in, be just like, hey, you going to buy? Cool.
No. I think it's great having the live radio during the show. You know, people are driving around who might not have planned to come to the show, and they hear it and they go, let's drop by.
Exactly. You know, so it's good. And it's a lot of fun for us, so thank you for inviting us.
You're welcome.
And if you want to get all the details, you can check out the website, which is phuketboatshow.com. And of course, we all also have all the details up on our website, which is thephuketnews.com. And you just click on events. Andy, thanks so much for coming in today. And best of luck. I know you got a hard week of work ahead of you, but I'm sure it'll pay off next Thursday.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. So 11 o'clock. Thursday the 5th, that's when we kick off, and I'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Coming up next, we got the new Alan Walker. Here is Alone on Live 89.5.